Welcome to another episode of Systematic Geekology. This is a space where we seek to create and cultivate healthy conversations between those things we geek out on and the philosophical and theological questions that often arise out of our fandoms. Like, what does it mean to be human? What makes a hero? What makes a villain? How do the stories and narratives we geek out on shape how we live in the world? We are your priest to the geeks. We aren't all ordained, but we see ourselves as mediators at the intersection of geek culture and going deeper in our faith. We don't always have to agree, but we do respect each other, and we see everyone as a beloved child of God. Everyone geeks out on something, so come geek out with us and enjoy the show.
You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
Do you hear that lightning crackle? Do you see that man standing on the top of the building? Don't laugh, friends. It is someone dressed as a bat. No clowning around. Welcome to our Christmas drive-in series. This is where some of our fellow Systematic Geekology hosts talk about Christmas TV specials. And my friend Kevin and I went to the drive-in to see what he says he watches every year. And I'm really excited about this episode. I'm really excited about this TV special, this anime special. What we just went and saw was Batman, the animated series Christmas special. And the name of that is, what is it, Kevin?
Christmas with the Joker.
Christmas with the Joker, season one. Oh, man, I can't wait to talk to you. You've shared before how foundational this series is to your fandom and geekdom, and how it awakened the geek in you, this anime series. And here we are talking about a specific episode. I'm really, really excited about that. So we just left the drive-in. What's your reaction? What's your reaction to what you just saw?
Oh, this is just such a great episode of television. It's a great Batman story. It's relentlessly fun and entertaining. It perfectly encapsulates what makes these versions of the characters so iconic. A lot of it that has to do with the voice talents of Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill, which are at an all-time high here. And then the animation is spectacular. This is an annual Christmas tradition for me, watching this episode right up there with It's a Wonderful Life and Home Alone. I absolutely love this episode. And yes, coming out of the drive-in, I'm just exhilarated. I love Batman. I love this universe. And this is just such a fun It feels like a perfectly seamless integration into the animated series. It doesn't feel like a forced, holiday special. Sometimes, Christmas holiday themed episodes of a TV series can feel a little forced or a little cheesy. This one, it works as a great, solo Batman adventure, just like every episode of the animated series. And it's also perfect in time for the holidays.
Yeah, if you want a good snapshot of who Batman is, who Robin is, who the Joker is, this, you can pull this up and it doesn't miss a beat, even if it's a Christmas special. For me, my first reaction is I got to get one of those rocket Christmas trees to ride out across the sky with. That's my first reaction. That's what I have to have. I'm smiling ear to ear, even, not smiling as deep as Joker, kind of a weird, creepy smile, but I am smiling and have a little grin like Bruce Wayne does at the end of this episode. Yes, friends, you heard it here first. Bruce Wayne, Batman, gives the camera a little smile. And why wouldn't you when you discover the true meaning of Christmas?
That's the other thing I love about this episode is the puns that it allows. So right from when Batman takes a baseball bat and is whacking some of the old mini Joker robots around. And Robin says, they don't call you Batman for nothing. And then, you know, early on when he's trying, you know, part of this episode is he's trying to get Bruce to watch It's a Wonderful Life with him, which, you know, Bruce says early on, you know, I've never seen that movie. Never could get past the title. I love that it has those puns in there. And, you know, and when, you know, before Joker reveals himself that he's escaped and that, well, actually they know early on that he's escaped from Arkham, but before Joker unveils that, you know, he's kidnapped Commissioner Gordon and Harvey Bullock and has this big plan for Christmas Eve, you know, Batman's suspicious. Robin is trying to get him to calm down and take a night off. But you know, he's patrolling the city and he just won't, you know, let himself go. And Robin says, you know, yeah, he could give Scrooge lessons. Like, I love the puns here.
It is filled with Christmas puns and Christmas references all within like 28 minutes. Kevin, I want you to kind of run down the plot here, but I do love it that they start it in Arkham Asylum, and they're starting with Jingle Bell, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg. Like, I sang that as a kid in the 70s, and they're like, we're going to just use it right here, prime for their Christmas special. I love it that it started that way, and I laughed out loud when they started it. So, and if you could do it in like under 1 minute, what is going on in this plot for this episode?
So, as you said earlier, Joker escapes from Arkham Asylum on a rocket ship Christmas tree, basically, which is an awesome image there. Bruce and Dick both learn about Joker's escape, and Bruce is immediately suspicious that Joker's going to do something. Robin tries to tell him that, okay, yeah, it's the Joker, but even he wouldn't, you know, do something on Christmas Eve. And, you know, but, you know, Bruce isn't giving up. So before he allows Dick to show him It's a Wonderful Life, Batman and Robin go on patrol. They don't see anything. They come back to watch the movie, but then Joker is there on screen. He's taken over broadcasting. He's kidnapped Commissioner Gordon, Harvey Bullock, and staged this big event to terrorize all of Gotham. And he's also taken over an abandoned toy store, which, you know, that becomes one of the clues of Batman tracking him down. An adventure ensues, and of course, eventually, Batman and Robin find him. They take him back to Arkham, and after his shenanigans, and then at the very end of the episode, they do settle down to watch It's a Wonderful Life, and Bruce winks at the camera and says, you know, it has its moments.
Ah, very good, very good. Yeah, I love it that this is still a detective story. It's still Batman trying to solve a mystery or a crime, or try to find this guy, and there's clues, and Robin's asking a lot of questions. He's asking what's going on and learning as he goes. And this is Dick Grayson, right? Is this Tim Drake?
Dick, yep.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna make sure.
So Tim Drake doesn't come in until the new Batman Adventures, which is like technically season 3 of the anime, but it's really the animated series was, you know, Dick. And then in the new adventures, that's when they brought in Tim, and Dick became Nightwing by that.
That's right. Yeah. By that trick.
Gotcha. Dick was like Robin throughout.
I love Robin. I love Dick Grayson. And the fact to see Robin popped up in this one, I was like, man, I forgot. I hadn't seen this in a long time. This isn't something I watch every year. My history with is I definitely watched these series as they were coming out in the 90s, and every now and then go back and we'll watch one. But this particular episode, which is episode 38 of season 1. Yeah, that's how many episodes they rolled out. But I was glad to be reminded of this and watch it again. And it really was a joy and a great Christmas special that I have to pull up as one of the regulars when it comes to Christmas specials. Yeah. So, and I also like Joker can get really dark, and that happens in the comics a lot. It definitely happened in the movies. And yeah, a scary clown is scary, or, you know, he's not fun to be around. You need to be scared if Joker's in the room. But this one is with Mark Hamill voicing and with his character and still using toys, you know, it's Christmas. He's playing around with toys. He's using toys as weapons, but it's not like overly violent. I do think like a
8, 9, 10-year-old could watch this cartoon and get the gist of Batman as a hero, Robin as a hero, Joker as a villain. I mean, you had a kidnapping, which is, you know, like not fun for Christmas, but that's why the urgency is there. And I love the trope of them even saving them from like falling to a pit of lava, you know, and he even saves Joker from falling in a pit of lava. So those references there are pretty cool and fun.
Yeah, tonally, this one is different from, let's say, Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker, which, great movie, but it did traumatize me as a child. That's when you understood just how twisted this guy is and psychotic, and that can be hardly called a kid's movie. And there are much darker episodes of the animated series that really explore the psychology of the Joker. And like you said, he still does twisted stuff here, but it also, this kind of feels a little more in line with the Cesar Romero, Adam West kind of stuff, where it's still a fairly lighthearted. There are stakes here, obviously, but you know that this is going to be a one-off where they're going to catch up with him at the end. He's going to go back to Arkham. Bullock and Gordon aren't going to die here. But he's still, yeah, it's still, he, nonetheless, he's still twisted. And even the way the humor is infused here, like Joker says, he's hosting this, fake show here. He says now Christmas is a time to spend with their families, but since I don't have one, and then he has the audience go, "Aw," and he's like, "I decided to steal one." And they're like, "Yay."
Exactly. And they talk about at the beginning, like Robin and Dick and Bruce, like their families, they don't have it. They're orphans, and their families together. Why can't they have a night together and relax for one night? And with Joker's on the loose he doesn't have a family. And there's even a little bit of empathy there. It's like, he doesn't have a family. He's going to be out and about. He's not going to stop. And so how do we stop this crime? And the detective work, and then the classic traps and having to get out of the traps and trying to solve, like, there's a train coming down a train track that's getting ready to explode, it's kind of classic Batman, classic comic books. It was like reading a comic, and I really loved it.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the things we're doing in the drive-in is that we're pairing this with another TV Christmas special. If we were to pair this with another one, like a double feature at the drive-in, what would you do? How would you do that?
So actually, when we were a little behind the scenes here, when we were pitching this series and talking about it on a Systematic Ecology meeting, I was the one who came up with this initial idea. Christmas themed episodes of TV shows. And the other one that I thought of that is also DC is the Lexmas episode of Smallville. I think that would be a great pairing with this one. Both of those are very reliant on It's a Wonderful Life. We talk about it here. And in that one, the Lexmas episode of Smallville is sort of a reverse It's a Wonderful Life, where it explores, it's the definitive moment where Lex realizes that why he wants to go down the villain path, and because he sees this alternate vision of, like, what if he got everything he ever wanted, but then he would still have to deal with sacrifice and loss, and he doesn't want to do that. So he just, at the end of it, he says, "Power, proceed, I want it all," and it's a really great episode of that show. So I think that episode would pair really well with this one. These are two great DC Christmas themed episodes. There are also a lot of Arrowverse Christmas holiday episodes. The Flash one from, like, I think maybe season one is fantastic. There's the Arrow one thing. They did that throughout all the Arrowverse shows. So those would go really well here. But my personal pick would be, I think, Lexmas and Christmas with the Joker, as far as two villain-centric DC episodes that are, take place around Christmas and have the It's a Wonderful Life influence. I think that would be a really cool double feature.
I like that, Kevin. Good. Nice pull there. Yeah, I was trying to think of some, like, other DC stuff too. But for me, I really like that it's not dark and gloomy and rainy in Gotham in this episode, but it's snowing. So anything that has, like, snow, and I started thinking about, like, an animated feature, and I really love, and it made a big difference to me and an impact on me as a kid, watching the kind of 70s animated version of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's a really cool animated special. And so I would pair this with that because it's snow, it's cold, it's always winter, never Christmas. And yet Father Christmas shows up in Narnia when things start to thaw because Aslan is there. So here we begin, you know, this Batman animated series Christmas special with it cold, with a cold heart. I can't take a night off. I still got to work. I got to make sure the city's safe. I can't take a day off for Christmas. And Dick Robin is kind of like, come on, man, lighten up a little bit. But by the time you get to the end, his heart thaws a little bit. Bruce Wayne's heart thaws and he smiles at the camera like, maybe I will watch It's a Wonderful Life. So that's where I'm going to pair it. I'm going to pair animated Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe with this one. And I think it could work really good.
Great pick. I grew up on the BBC Chronicles of Narnia. That were like, even before the big, the Disney Walter Media movies that are really good. But I really love the BBC one. And that was in our church library. And I grew up on that in the books. And it's fantastic. I love that. Oh, Narnia is perfect around Christmas time.
Yep, sure is. It is very Christmassy. I love that he threw it in there. And I loved also that it was snowing in Gotham on Christmas Eve, but they had a white Christmas.
Yeah.
So good. So good. All right. So let's go a little deeper here. You know, let's do some geekology and be some geekologists. Did you find the meaning of Christmas in this Christmas special? Did you, Kevin? Did you find the meaning? What's the meaning of Christmas according to the Batman the Animated Series?
I think it goes into like the full meaning, but I like that it's a very honest portrayal of Bruce here and Batman. It's not like he is fully devoid of cynicism by the end of the episode. It's a Wonderful Life doesn't radically change him, and you know, he still is Batman. But I like that at the end, that line where he says, it has its moments. That's a very Batman thing to say where, he's not going to be the overly optimistic, I believe in magic and optimism and I see the best in people. Like, that's not who Bruce is and who Batman is. But I like that, you know, it's an acknowledgement for him that, he does have people in his life who he cares for. And he does have a reason to keep fighting injustice. And while he's, I think it's also the reason why he doesn't just let Joker fall into the acid, pit at the end, because he still saves him, because that's also who Batman is. And it's one thing that, is even other superheroes, other antagonists, criticize him for, and they like, why didn't you just kill Joker at least finally? I mean, it's the big focal point of the Under the Red Hood storyline. That's why,
right.
Jason resents him for not just, letting in, always having to have this moral high ground, but that's fundamentally who he is. And so that I think all culminates here. So to answer your question, I don't know if it fully gets at the fundamental meaning of Christmas, but I like how it touches on those themes and views it through Batman's lens. And I like that it doesn't have this like big radical transformation for him, but it acknowledges that, he's not entirely 100% cynical. He still has a moral code, and he still has people in his life who he loves.
Nice. Yeah, you're not going to get like a Charlie Brown Christmas special where they're reading from the Gospel of Luke, the Christmas story at the end of this. And it's not necessarily the Grinch where he's just like a super big Grinch. And then at the end, he has a big transformation. It's a soft transformation there. But when I think about this, I think about like how rich Bruce Wayne is, and he has all the toys, all the gadgets, he has all the money in the world that can make him happy, but he still has a void because he has this childhood trauma. And so he wants the city to be safe, and he doesn't want that to happen to others, other kids, other people, other people who live in his neighborhood and community. And so sometimes you think, you know, the commercialism around Christmas and all, oh, if I just get all the presents, I get all the things, that will make me happy and that'll make Christmas special. But maybe perhaps it's not just all the stuff or the coolest Batmobile you could ever have or Toy Factory with all the gadgets. But maybe it is like sitting down with one of your favorite movies, learning about the meaning of life with a friend, with family. Or found family. So for me, I do think they lean into the magic of Christmas when it comes to who's your family, your found family, your friends, and maybe looking at life and world through a different lens, and not just your own, you know, cowl all the time. You can take off the mask and you can sit down by a fire and watch a war movie. So I liked it by the end. That's what it was. I think I found some meaningful nuggets there of what Christmas is all about.
Absolutely. I mean, and again, that's the thing. What I love about this show in particular is they pack so much into, you know, 21, 22 minute episodes. And they did that consistently throughout the show. And here it's very much that, like, you get, like you said, if you had never really seen this show before, you can hop on this episode and get the basic dynamics of who these characters are. And you get a full adventure, you get character dynamics, you get themes and story, it all really ties together. And that's hard to do. And the writers and the animators and directors always had a knack for just really top-notch storytelling here.
Yep, you can tell. I mean, they do great stories, great animation. As comic books, as heroes, they really get these characters. And that's why this is one of the most revered animated series of all time. And yeah, so we highly recommend going to see this. If you have HBO Max, you could then go look at season one, episode 38, pull it up. You will not disappoint. I highly recommend go watch this. It will not take a long time. It's a short episode and it packs a lot into it. So go for it. Go and do it. All right. So let's wrap this up. If we were in charge of showing this at the drive-in and they were like, Kevin, we'll design a custom Christmas treat for this showing of the Christmas special, the animated Batman the Animated Series, what would you choose to create? What Christmas treat would you create?
So I'll use one that my mom always makes at Christmas time. It's these like cookies that you put a Reese's cup in them. So like, I don't even know what you call them, but it's like a cookie on the outside and then a little mini Reese's cup right in the center. And oh, I look forward to those every year. And, you know, these days I have to watch my blood sugar, so I can't, you know, inhale as many as I, yes, we've had, you and I are in that boat. But when I was a kid, I would devour those as many as I could. And I think it's perfect for this because it's a nice warm Christmas treat and just, you know, perfect for the cozy atmosphere here.
I like it. I like it. I think since it's Christmas with the Joker, I'm going to bust out some Laffy Taffys. I think that's what I'm going to do. Yep. I'm going to do some Laffy Taffys. And since there was a big kind of lava pit that looked like strawberry jam or something in the animated series, I'm gonna create like a little side cup of like a dipping sauce, like a sweet raspberry strawberry dipping sauce for Laffy Taffy. That's what I'm going for since it's the Joker. That's what I'm doing. You like that? Okay. I think it'll work. Like, come to the showing and get some Laffy Taffy, and then these cookies that are gonna bring a little smile to your face, and know that it's a wonderful life when you eat these treats while watching this cartoon.
It's a pun filled episode, so we gotta have some puns here.
We gotta. That's what we did. Thanks, y'all. You know, like, review, smash that like button, share with a friend. We hope you have a great Christmas. You know, you can go over to our lists on Podchaser or wherever you find podcasts. You can find Fourth Wall. The link is in the show notes there. You can click on it and you can find the list of all of our drive-in series from all the seasons, whether it's Halloween or Christmas. We like to do these drive-ins. Just go see a movie and geek out. Or a TV special with our fellow geekologists and have fun. So go find all those. And we hope that you do have a meaningful Advent and a very, very Merry Christmas. Kevin, sign us off here. What do you want to share with your fans out there when it comes to Christmas and the holiday season? What do you want them to remember?
I mean, hey, have a Batman filled Christmas. I mean, Jesus too, but also, I mean, yeah, no, but no, definitely, hey, enjoy the things you, I think it is a good time to just kind of like, settle down, like, you know, kind of decompress from the craziness of the year. This is why I watch this episode every year, because it just brings me back to childhood. And, you know, it's one of my absolute favorites. So enjoy those things you love, share them with others. And yes, have a wonderful Christmas.
Ah, that's good advice there. I love it. I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm going to turn to the camera and give a little smile and say, yep, maybe life. There is something to this life, and perhaps it can be. It can be wonderful. Peace out, y'all.
Hey, podcast fam. Want to stay even more connected with the show? We've got you covered. Check us out on Instagram and Blue Sky, where we're posting exclusive content and bonus videos and fun updates that you won't get anywhere else. From sneak previews of upcoming episodes to bonus content, our social accounts are the best way to keep the conversation going. Plus, it's a great spot for you to interact with other listeners and share your thoughts. We love hearing from you. When you follow us, it helps us grow and continue bringing you the content that you love. Whether it's a funny poll, a quick clip from today's episodes, or just random thoughts, you'll feel more plugged into everything we're doing. So go ahead and hit that follow button on Instagram and Blue Sky. It's one more way to be a part of the show and keep the good vibes flowing. Thanks for being a part of the family, and we can't wait to see you there.
Hello there, listener. Thanks for listening. This is Evan Garcia. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We just wanted to come in and remind you that this episode is part of a bigger network of podcasts called the Anazal Podcast Network. We have great shows like the Whole Church Podcast, Kung Fu Pizza Party, and the Homily with Pastor Chill Will. Chill Will. The podcast has sermons from our host, Pastor Will. Great sermons every time. The Kung Fu Pizza Party is Brandon Knight showing his expertise and his passion for everything Kung Fu films. And he dispenses a bunch of wisdom. Great show. And the Whole Church Podcast, where Josh and TJ interview people from different denominations and church traditions to pursue greater church unity. It's a great podcast to see what other denominations are included. And we just want to say thank you so much for listening. See you next time.